forget that sometimes the generation gap between us means I need to be more specific in my song requests. When I ask for James Taylor's You've Got a Friend, and I get Randy Newman's You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story, world of difference. World of difference.
My bad. The same thing. I said, what about the Randy Newman version? You said any version.
I thought maybe Randy Newman did a version of it till I hear the Toy Story soundtrack come up. Look, both messages are fine. We'll get to why in a little bit, but I appreciate that. That's good. Ron Johnson has a friend in Wisconsin Truth Pack. And so I want to say again, and I say it frequently so that you might remind people as well, that there are a lot of ads out there benefiting Ron Johnson and hitting on Mandela Barnes that are coming out from Wisconsin Truth Pack. That's not the Ron Johnson campaign. That's a couple of billionaires in Wisconsin, the Ulines and Hendricks, who together have reaped at least tens of millions of dollars in lower taxes, these billionaires, because of Ron Johnson's sweetheart deal that he put in the 2017 tax bill. And so as a result, these billionaires have spent millions to create Wisconsin Truth Pack in order to make Mandela Barnes look like a scary person, tell lies, and all that to help their boy, Ron Johnson, win election. So I just want to, again, let you know, there's all these packs have all these, you know, names like Puppies and Kittens and All America Pack and what have you, America First, Only America, American Dreams, blah, blah, blah. So just keep that in mind. Wisconsin Truth Pack is the couple of billionaires who got a sweetheart tax deal that means there's less there for roads and schools and healthcare and everything else. Now they're going to throw out the word socialist a lot. They love socialist and they, you know, communist and all that. Boy, you refer to, you know, Trump or anybody as being even lightly involved in fascist behavior. Oh my goodness. The pearl clutching that goes on, you know, to think that after over a decade of throwing around socialist, without using it correctly and really knowing what it is, now suddenly, you use fascists. How could you be so mean? Now, that said, two Democratic socialists are poised to join the assembly. And the article from WisPolitics notes that will be the first time that's happened in over 30 years. Both are in the Milwaukee area. Ryan Clancy and Darren Madison are unopposed in November. They were both endorsed by the Milwaukee chapter of Democratic Socialists of America, the largest socialist organization in the country. They'll become the first with DSA membership since Dismas Becker in 1983 to 1985. Clancy currently serves on the Milwaukee County Board. He ran unopposed in the primary and makes note that, again, his platform, endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America, is not really that radical. It's not, he says to WisPolitics. In fact, it's wildly popular. Workers' rights, paid parental leave, very practical, popular policies. As it turns out, he says, there's a pretty wide gulf between what Fox News says socialism is and what people like him are actually doing, which is fighting on behalf of working class people and ensuring that they have a seat at the table in all levels of decision making. And Darren Madison adds, it creates a pathway for folks throughout the state. We've been the home of working class folks for a long time, and I think folks see a new path forward through the victories we've been able to achieve, and more folks will step up. So again, you have people so frustrated by what the right wing has been doing for the past decade, and they're being called socialists anyway, that if that particular label is something that can be turned around and actually look moderate compared to the extreme behavior we're now seeing from the right wing, well, then you can certainly see why that is happening, why you see the first two candidates that way. And they may not be the last. I mean, remember, the Milwaukee area has had three socialist mayors over the years. And the whole reason that they got elected in an era where socialism was also, you know, denigrated, was they were the ones who were basically running as fix the damn roads candidates. You know, back then, a century ago, it wasn't so much the roads as it was the fact that there were still open sewers everywhere in Milwaukee. And they said, we can do better than that. And people voted for them. And you know what? The sewers got fixed and improved and things got done. So I know that socialism is a label that's going to be thrown out a lot. But and now there's actual Democratic Socialist of America candidates on the ballot. But again, it's less about the label and more about the person's positions, values, and work ethic. If you get to that, we're going to have a higher caliber of elected officials at all levels of government. I'm going to close noting that this is a little bit out of my league because I did not know Wausau Channel 9 anchor Nina Pacholke, and I certainly don't know her circumstance, and I'm going to work very hard not to speculate. But in noting that she had passed away suddenly over the weekend at the age of 27, they note in the story from Channel 9 that if you or someone you know is struggling with mental health, please reach out. You are not alone. And it points to resources. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg notes that on Twitter this morning that as a community and as individuals, we've been through a lot. Sometimes it feels overwhelming or that there's nowhere to go. It's okay to recognize those feelings that you're not okay and reach out for help. And from Wisconsin Public Radio, a note from last week that Wisconsin's new 988 suicide and crisis lifeline is already seeing a big increase in callers. The call center managed by Family Services of Northeast Wisconsin used to average 29,000 calls a year. With the changeover to the three-digit 988 lifeline phone number, the center received 6,000 calls just in July. And that's from something that launched on July 16th. The center answered 4,400 of those. The remaining were sent to a backup center. And the crisis services coordinator for the Department of Health Services says it's because 988 is easier to remember. It makes it easier for people to reach out and ask for help. And she says, we've been seeing this increase in contacts month to month. It really says something about the need that people are feeling better about reaching out for resources or just to talk to somebody. And that's where we're going to end things, just at that. If you need to talk to somebody, reach out. We are such a divisive world sometimes, but nobody should ever be alone. Nobody should ever feel that they are not cared for. And there's people that you don't know that actually care about you more than you might suspect. So reach out and ask. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Oh, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.